na 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 na
wonderful when we have somebody else, and it's nice. Okay, let's see what's going on here. I'm just looking at my switchboard. I'm going to have a great guest today, and let me just clear up the switchboard, people. Hope you're having a nice, let's drag this summer down screaming day. It's a beautiful day today. I'm sorry, New York has a beautiful day, finally, and poor Florida doesn't. So everyone, I hope if you have family in Florida, you told them to stock their medications, and enough for a week, and also electricity, fill your tubs, do all the safety things, and don't do anything silly like getting out there. Oh, boy. Well, today we're going to have a special guest coming on. I always like it when people send me somebody that sounds so interesting and has a, you know, a great backstory to them. It's always a fun thing. And today we're going to have, as our featured guest, Linda, and I want to make sure I'm pronouncing it right, Zazali, and I hope that's right. Now, she is the real hip mom. She's a parenting expert and a blogger and a travel, fashion, makeup, cooking, mastering the toughest job known to man, of course, motherhood. She should know she's a mom of 8 kids. Whoa, buy that woman a drink. The ages are 4 to 21. Oh, that reminds me of a joke, but I'm not going to say it. Okay, she's traveled with them from Disney to Italy and www.therealmom.com. If you want to go check who she is right now and go look that up, that's one way to do it too. And also social media, she is the real at the real hip mom. Okay, if you want to social media her, and you know, we're checking out what's going on. She'll be calling in a moment or two. And I was just looking for a mom song to play along here, and my service is going way too fast for me to click on anything. I want to say Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. If you're listening, get well soon. And Movie Attic Headquarters will be having a great feature this every Tuesday. It's the best of Movie Attic Headquarters. So you want to check that out. And, okay, here we go. Let's see. Again, the real hip mom. And I think she's calling in right about now. And I wanted to start with just a little mom song to get us in the mood.
After a week of attending to everyone else's needs, a mommy's night out becomes an almost
thank you.
Well, there you go. Wasn't that fun? I think I see her on the line here, and I'm going to open up her mic. And if you're listening, Linda.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
What's the buzz and why?
I got to tell you, I grew up in a pretty strict Catholic household, and my mom's sister is a nun, and I've heard many versions of Ave Maria, but I have never heard that one. Oh my God, that's so funny.
I was actually performing last week at an old
age, hysterical.
A retirement home, and somebody yelled at me, "That's not the song. That's Ave Maria." And I go, "Yes, it's a parody."
It's so funny. It was great.
Fun.
I loved
Eight
it.
Kids. I'm reeling.
Eight kids.
I'm reeling. All right, tell me what you're doing now. And did I say your name right? I hope I said it correctly. Is it Zazali? Zazali?
You're actually pretty good. So I hyphenate it, so it's Perillo Zazali. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. Yeah, so this is great. So obviously, if you don't know the name Perillo, what do you live under, a rock?
It's
one of the largest
funny.
Travel play agencies in the East Coast that I know of, but it's so famous. And so you're in a traveling family, and
yep,
you're
we
Italian.
Are.
I'm of course very Italian, and I
through
know you do a lot
through.
Of Italian
yeah.
tours. So give me some backstory.
Sure.
Okay. I know you're a Perillo. That's
yeah.
a given, and you're married with 8 children. So give me a backstory. So you grew up, because we're going to ease into this, what you're doing now. So you
okay.
grew up with a traveling family. Tell me that.
I did, and I was actually very fortunate because, you know, my dad we're actually a tour operator. And, you know, my dad started the business with my grandfather in 1945 in the Bronx. And it grew. My father was originally an attorney. So were two of his brothers and my grandfather as well. And when the immigration wave ended, what they really did was they were helping families get their families mostly from Italy. And when that kind of fizzled out, my father started a tour company. So I'm the last one of four. I had two brothers and my sister. So I was the youngest in age of anybody. And so I kind of grew up when my dad was starting the business, and I got to do a lot of traveling, and it's a bug. I have to tell you, I still have it. I've given it to my kids. We're all over the place, but we love it, and it's the greatest education eye-opener that there is.
And through your travels, you gained a lot of experience in various fields such as fashion, and cooking, and traveling in general. So tell me how that led into what you're doing now.
I think that I owe that to Italy. I mean, I owe that to my home, my second homeland. Obviously, I love being in the United States, and I love being a citizen here. But my second heart is in Italy, and that is where just, you know, the culinary and the fashion world, they kind of mesh. And I've always been a clothes person. I've always loved fashion. My mother, she modeled when she was younger. She was a beautiful woman. Unfortunately, I lost her in 1996 early. I had just had a baby. My first son was born. But, you know, she taught me a lot of things. She loved to get dressed. She loved to be glamorous. And I learned that she also loved to cook. And that's where I kind of really got the love for both of those.
Well, as anyone knows, I'm Italian too. As anyone knows,
yeah.
Italian and fashion are synonymous, as well as
sure.
Italian and food. Once
yes.
for a school project, my son had to do something on like something that has numerous versions of the same thing. So my son, with his father, did a whole project on pastas.
Good.
How many types of pastas there are?
That's
and it's
awesome.
Amazing
I know.
How many there are.
So many.
But
and, you know, it's funny. We've just taken pasta, especially in the United States. I think we've made it into more versions than there really are in Italy itself. So I think, it's crazy, right?
And it's true. You're Italian, too. So you know this. It's like I was eating linguine with clam sauce, and I said, can I have some cheese? And it was like a lightning bolt went through the table.
Oh, my God. You can't – in Italy, you can't do that. I mean, that's one of my favorite stories is I actually happened to be on – I used to love to take the tours. They're so much fun to do. Our tours are great. So I would, you know, I put all the kids on the bus. It's the easiest thing to do. And I think we were eating out one night at a restaurant because we do take our groups to many good local restaurants. And the waiter had a complete conniption. One of the tourists asked, one of our passengers asked for cheese on fish. And he's like, I mean, I think the whole, there was silence. Dead silence, dead air in this beautiful Italian trattoria. This woman was asking for cheese on fish. You can't do that. It's a sin.
And so that was great, too. So now you have the traveling, all this traveling. And, you know, as you're young, you're traveling, you're being influenced by all this. And then one day you say to yourself, you know what? I'm a mother of eight. Actually, you're a super mother. You have eight. But I'm going to start applying this and sharing this knowledge. And this is how your blog came about?
The blog came about, I think. Well, the reason the blog came about, I think, is because I just felt like for so many years, you know, I worked for my dad and I worked in the office up until I had my first son, Devin, which was almost, oh my God, it's almost 22 years ago already. And, you know, my father said to me, you know, you really should stay home if you're going to raise your kids. And I wanted to. I mean, I was very maternal. I wanted to stay home. So I did, and I realized that so many times people said, oh, you're just at home. Oh, you know, you just stay at home with your mother. You're just, that's all you do. And I'm like, well, wait a minute here. That's not all I do. Like, there's a whole science to being a mother, and I don't care if you work. I don't care if you're a stay-at-home mother. There's a lot to it, and I felt that we needed to share our experiences with each other. And I needed to share my experiences and let moms know, you know what? We make a lot of mistakes. We have a lot of funny stories. And I'm a writer by trade. I was a journalism major in school. I love to write. And that's really outlet. And that's how the blog started. I said, you know what? Let's be real. And that's why I call it The Real Hip Mom. I wanted to share real experiences because I think social media – basically, and I love it too. I love Facebook. I love Twitter. I love Instagram. But I think it's kind of promoted this vision of this perfect, everyone has this perfect life, the perfect picture, the perfect story, the perfect outfit. And guess what? That's not it. That's not real. So I started to blog because I said, you know what? Let's laugh a little bit about the imperfections. And we're not all chefs. We can't all cook every day. I mean, I happen to enjoy cooking. A lot of women don't enjoy cooking. So let's get some recipes out there that maybe you could use on an everyday so you don't feel so pressured. And that's really where it came from. It's like, you know what? Let's grab everybody back into reality here because we all live a day-to-day. We all have a grind no matter what you do. And especially with kids, you have even more of a grind. So that's how that came about.
I don't know how. I hope you have a lot of bathrooms in your house. Eight kids.
We do, but I have to tell you, five of the eight are girls. So there's a lot of sharing going on. A lot of screaming. Last night I had to get a special sewage, engineer here at 10 o'clock at night because two of the girls clogged their shower so much with hair that it started leaking into the garage. That was my 10 o'clock at night while I was picking my daughter up at a practice in Westchester. I'm like, listen, gotta go. My babysitter's here, Michelle. She's fantastic. I'm like, bye, Michelle. Guy's coming in like an hour. Good luck.
Good luck. That's how I live my life.
Well, he cleaned up the hair, and thank God. So they could shower this morning.
Now, tell us more about the blog. What will we find on this blog? What will we find when we go there? What will we find? Is there information?
Stories. Well, everything. I mean, I think stories about my kids, stories about our travel, Anything, I'm trying to get back into it. You know, the summer sometimes, because everybody's home, I lagged a little bit behind, but I do, and I promised I would try and get back into this every week. I too post an outfit of the week. I post a recipe of the week. And then I get into other things, like I'm trying to interview more moms that are that do other jobs, and that's my coffee with tab. Then I also have on there the fun stuff, the Gold Star, the Potty Awards, which are given to, like, products and people and companies that just totally blew it. And then one of my favorites is the My Bad. And I call it My Bad because it's places where I've made mistakes as a parent. I mean, I've been doing this for 22 years. You'd think I would have it down. I've done some stupid stuff. And you know what? We all have. So you got to go back and laugh. So I said, you know what? I'm going to write about it. And that's all on there. So, I mean, you follow us, you kind of get the feeling for, you know, our life. And I hope to give moms good tips so that they enjoy parenting, because it's really, it's
a
wonderful gift.
And tell
gift.
Them how they can follow you, Linda. Linda, tell them how
they
can follow you.
TheRealHipMom.com.
Right?
Excuse me?
And do you have a Facebook page? You have a Facebook page as
well, don't
you?
I absolutely do. The Real Hip Mom Facebook as well. Twitter is also at The Real Hip Mom, and Instagram is The Real Hip Mom as well.
Can people ask you questions? Do you have a?
I wish they would. Yeah, there's a for. You know, you can actually send in comments and stuff. We're trying to. I want to make it more interactive, and I think that's the goal this year. You know, the blog went up, I think, in like March. So you're always trying to iron out some stuff, perfect it. I'm trying to get it to work so that it is kind of user-friendly. And I do. I think my goal with the blog is to make it a forum where people can ask people, where moms and parents, whoever is home, can ask questions or tell a story, because I think we all need to share that. And we all need, when we're parenting, I think we all need support.
And also, too, you're not alone in this. And I mean by people saying, oh, you're a stay-at-home mom. What do you do? What do you do all day? That was my question. What do I do all day?
Yeah. It's a big insult. Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, it is.
No,
I think it's one of the biggest insults. And I've had some people very close to me say that, like, oh, like that's what you chose to do. Like, how gauche? I mean, like, really? You know, and it's like, wait a second here. Like, you have to put a value on raising other human beings. There's intrinsic value.
Amazing.
To saying, I'm sending you out into the world, and it is up to me to guide you and put you out there so that you can be independent. And I always go back to the fact that, you know, my mother and I were so incredibly close, and I lost her at a time when I really needed her, and that's when I had my first son. I mean, he was about 5 weeks old when she passed away, and I said, oh, crap, what am I going to do? I mean, I actually wrote a story on her that was published, that I had lost my baby manual, my human baby manual, my mother. I'm like, how am I going to potty train this kid? I have nobody to ask. Like, what am I going to do? And I realized later on in life that if my mother hadn't taught me, and a lot of this, you have to remember, parenting, a lot of it is subliminal. It's not like you're sitting down and you're saying to the kid, oh, today we are going to learn how to, you know, boil water and put salt in it so that your pasta is al dente. Like, that's not what she did. A parent does most of their teaching by setting example. And I realized when she passed away, I said, she taught me so much that I didn't realize she had done. And I said, if she hadn't done that, I would have floundered. And, you know, here I am 22 years later, 8 kids later. And, okay, some stuff maybe I do is a little unorthodox. But you know what? My kids are doing okay. And I owe that. And to my father, he was an incredible father and a great provider. I owe that to them.
And I tell people, somebody was asking me, I have one child, I don't know how you did 8, but someone was asking you, like, well, how do you know you're really a mother? I say, the day your child goes to throw up, you go, that's okay, just do it in my hand.
That's it. When you don't care anymore, when you have, you know. I laugh. I mean, my kids laugh. My son, my oldest son.
I gave my son
like,
my hat once. We were in a car, and he got car sick. And I said, oh, just do it with my hat.
That's it. But that's the thing. You know, a lot of it is improv, right? I mean, you have to improv as a parent. You have to improvise constantly. You have to always be thinking on your feet. And I think that's the biggest challenge of all. It's, you know, sometimes you're like, okay. You know, there's no manual. No one gave you a book and said, go out.
I want to get back because you are such a great guest. I can't believe how fast the time is going. I don't want to miss anything. I'm looking on your website now, and I see Recipe of the Week. You also have Recipe of the Week?
Yeah, I do that, too, because I love to cook. So I think the last one I did was the pappardelle with the corn. Right?
Yes,
that's the last
one. Yes.
That was so good.
That's great. And you have Coffee With. You have My Look. You have Shop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, you can get luggage free? What?
Luggage free. Let me tell you, luggage free, they have saved my life. When we travel, we have so much stuff. It's like, I don't know, like in the old days, they had like steamer trunks. That's like us when we leave the house. And, you know, we used to do curbside check-in, and I think the guy at the curbside check-in was like, what? Wait a minute, you know?
Well,
so
as long
finally...
as we're doing that, then I think we have to mention Tushy Brand, Inc., Perillo Tours, Denny's, The Edge Weather, Stage Door Designs, Luggage Free, Tim Grady Films, Sun Couture Tan, Crave Chocolate. So
yep.
Let's get them all in.
And listen, I'd like
and
more. I want to put some more up there.
So, look, if you're looking to be a sponsor, I guess that's what they are. Are they sponsors or are they
Well, I did it when I started the blog. I love to promote people, especially that I feel have been important in my life, and especially the ones that have, like, you know, that smaller businesses and need a little promo that I think are really good. And anybody that I've put up there has gotten a gold star for me. And actually, I probably could put some more up there, too, now that I've gotten kind of into this.
Yeah, you
this,
could.
So.
And also, so they should – you can message her on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to her website if you'd like more information on any of this. This is so much. It's going so fast. I can't believe it. All right. what else do we need to get in here? Because you're just a terrific guest.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
What else should we add? Let's do the website, www.therealhipmom.com. It's got so much on here. I can't even – you got Coffee With, you got Potty Awards, you got Gold Stars. If you want
to
review,
I like to talk.
I'll send her your information. You like to talk.
I like to talk, so I write instead.
believe me, I've written a whole show on motherhood, so I have my own.
Oh, my God.
Shows on
you could have a whole,
and CDs.
It doesn't matter, it goes on.
Yeah, and any of the CDs are in CD Baby, people, if you want to download them. But Nancy Lombardo, CD Baby, got to promote myself here. And so we're winding down. We're down to the last 5 minutes, so okay. What else would you like to add to this? Because I could talk to you all day.
I know. Listen, I could talk all day, too. That's the problem when the kids go to school. I'm like, well, who do I talk to now? They're gone. I don't know. I just I would love people to, you
all
know,
right.
become more active with my blog. Just, you know, log on and read what I have and then follow me every week. That's the best advice, because I love it, and I love when people say, you know, they stop me and they say, I saw your recipe or I saw your outfit. It's great.
Well, you know, promote it more on Facebook, make it an event, and invite people to it. That's a good way to get people to your site. That's a good way to get people to your site. And so people check it out. Tell them your Instagram again, because I don't have it in front of me.
It's The Real Hip Mom. Mm-hmm.
At The Real Hip Mom.
At The Real Hip Mom.
I already friended you.
There you go.
Yeah, I already friended you. So
I love posting pictures. I love doing that stuff. So I think I'm pretty full on there, and I love doing it. I love social media. It's so much fun.
And you have great hair.
Oh, my God.
You need a hair
Thank
sponsor.
You.
You have great hair.
I actually just cut it. I went to a lob now, so it's a little shorter, but thank you. That's so funny.
But it's good. It looks like nice, healthy hair. So anyway, everyone, www.therealhipmom.com. www.thebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofth Movie Addict Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, The Best of Betty Joe Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, and The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. at TuneIn right here in Miramar. Actually, Facebook friend The Mom and Pop Shop. They're a great group of people.
Okay.
They'll follow you. They'll follow you. So
terrific.
This has been terrific, and we're down to
thank
the last
you.
3 minutes. So I want to thank you, Linda. Pronounce your name for me. Say your name and your website. Go.
Perillo Zazali, hyphenated Perillo Zazali.
Okay. All right. So check out her website and follow her on Facebook, people. This is real interesting stuff. I'm going to be following those recipes. I'll tell you that.
Good.
My husband,
do it.
Still doesn't think
you're
I know
welcome.
How to cook Italian like his family. All right, Linda, thank you for being a guest today on
Nancy,
What's the Buzz.
Thank you so
and
much.
Why?
Thank you.
And I'm going to dedicate this last song we're going out on to you, and this will be available. It'll stay online, and it'll also be available free downloads on iTunes, everybody. All right, this one's for the real hip mom, this song.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel hurt. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother.
Make me pray to the Z. Make me pray to the Z.
No texting at the table. And put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. I can write a song about it. I can tell a joke.
My music and sound
don't make me tell you something.